In our previous lessons, we learned about the conditions for Hajj, the preparation for Hajj, and how to perform Umrah at-Tamattu. From the continuation of our last video, we said that the Hajj pilgrimage has two parts. One is to perform Umrah at-Tamattu, which was explained in last lesson, and the other part is to perform Hajj at-Tamattu. The wajib acts in Hajj at-Tamattu are as follows. Number 1, Ihram. To make the niyyah for Hajj at-Tamattu, enter where the Ihram in Mecca. The best time is usually done on the 8th of Dhul Hijjah at Dhuhr time. Your intention is, I am becoming a muhrim for Hajj at-Tamattu, for Hijjat al-Islam, Qurbatan illallah. Then immediately recite the Talbiyyah. Now you are a muhrim, and those acts that are haram on a muhrim apply to you. So what are those actions that are forbidden while in Ihram? One is hunting animals. There are a few exceptions, so you must refer back to your marja for specifics. Having sexual intercourse, making a marriage contract for yourself or others, to use perfume, wearing sewn clothes by men, wearing jewelry for beautification, to look into a mirror for the purpose of beautification, extraction of teeth, to cut your nails or part of it, unless it is causing distress, to carry a weapon of any kind, to take blood from the body, like blood donation, to cover the head for men, like wearing a cap, to cover the face for women, like wearing the niqab, remaining under the shade for men, cutting or removing hair from any part of the body, killing of insects found on the body, to cover the feet completely for men. These are the basics, and for more detailed information, please refer back to your marja. After we put on the ihram in Mecca, we stop at Arafat. This is outside of Mecca, and it is an open plain or field. We stay there on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, from Dhuhr time until Maghrib time. Our intention is, I am staying at Arafat from Dhuhr time to Maghrib. For Hajj at-Tamattu, for Hajj al-Islam, wajiban qurbatan illallah. After Maghrib, we leave to Mash'ar, also known as Muzdalifa. We spend the night there until sunrise of the next day. At Muzdalifa, a pilgrim collects enough pebbles, at least 70, for hitting the three jamarat in Mina. Our intention is, I am spending the night at Muzdalifa until sunrise, for Hajj at-Tamattu, for Hajj al-Islam, wajiban qurbatan illallah. Next stop, Mina. After sunrise on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, which is also Eid al-Adha, a pilgrim has to go to Mina. At Mina, a pilgrim has to do three things. Number 1, throwing of the pebbles. This means to throw 7 pebbles on Jamarat al-Aqaba, the last or the large one of the three Jamarat, but not the first two. Jamarat are 3 stone pillars or walls that are symbols for Shaitan. Our intention is, I am throwing 7 pebbles at Jamarat al-Aqaba for Hajj al-Tamattu, for Hajj al-Islam, wajiban qurbatan illallah. The second obligation in Mina is the sacrifice of an animal. Your niyyah is, I am offering this sacrifice for Hajj at-Tamattu, for Hajj al-Islam, wajiban qurbatan illallah. The third obligation in Mina is to clip or shave off one's hair from the head. Women are not allowed to shave their head. They only clip some hair. If it is the first Hajj of the man, he should, as a matter of precaution, shave the hair on the head. Your intention is, I am performing taqsir for Hajj at-Tamattu, for Hajj al-Islam, wajiban qurbatan illallah. From there on, we must continue staying 2 nights at Mina. Our niyyah is, I am spending these nights at Mina for Hajj at-Tamattu, for Hajj al-Islam, wajiban qurbatan illallah. On both the 11th and the 12th of Dhul Hijjah, the pilgrim must also throw pebbles at the Jamarat, but now all 3 of them, starting with the first pillar, then the middle pillar, and finally the last or large pillar. Now we return to Mecca and do tawaf around the Kaaba 7 times. This is called tawaf al-hajj. Rules were mentioned in the previous video. The niyyah is, I am performing tawaf of the Kaaba 7 times for Hajj at-Tamattu, for Hajj al-Islam, wajiban qurbatan illallah. Then we do 2 rak'ahs after tawaf near Maqam Ibrahim. The niyyah is, I am performing 2 rak'ah salat al-tawaf for Hajj at-Tamattu, for Hajj al-Islam, wajiban qurbatan illallah. Then we do sa'i between Safa and Marwa. Our niyyah is, I perform sa'i between Safa and Marwa 7 times for Hajj al-Tamattu, for Hajj al-Islam, wajiban qurbatan illallah. The next obligation is known as Tawaf al-Nisa, even though it is not among the rukun of the actual Hajj. Tawaf al-Nisa is obligatory on both males and females. Its performance is to do Tawaf around the Kaaba 7 times, then we do 2 rak'ah for Tawaf al-Nisa near Maqam Ibrahim. Congratulations, this marks the end of Hajj al-Tamattu, and a pilgrim can then remove his or her ihram.